Candid Moments with Two General Aviation CEOs. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. One of the great things about aviation trade shows is the chance it provides us to talk with the chief executives of manufacturers about their companies and their products. Today, we'll bring you two of these conversations from AOPA Summit. The Honda Jet was acknowledged to be years out when it was first introduced, but the time for the first flight of the conforming aircraft is getting close. At AOPA Summit, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell got the chance to speak with Honda Aircraft CEO Machimasa Fujina to get a status update.
First of all, thank you very much for your time today to be able to speak about getting an update on what's happening with the Honda Jet program despite all the turbulence of 2009.
Again, thank you very much for the interviews. And the current status of the project is we just completed the structural sub-assemblies. So we completed the wing assemblies and the fuselage assemblies and the empennage assemblies, and we put together. And also, we created integrated test facilities so we can check the all hardware, software on ground, and we make sure the all LRU is working. And we are start to install the airplane. And we are expecting to make a conforming aircraft first flight early next year.
The selection of the Garmin G3000 cockpit, one of the first two manufacturers to adopt a new system like this. What kind of thought processes did you bring to that selection?
Actually, you know, the relationship with Garmin, Honda-Garmin relationship is very long, more than 9 years. And as you know, the G3000 is much better avionics suite compared to G1000. First of all, the pilot interface is much, much better, using IR touchscreen, and that touchscreen gives us much more flexibility for a pilot. And also, Garmin G1000 system is knobs and on the bezel, and sometimes the menu is many layers, and sometimes may not be so intuitive. So current system is much more less layer, almost no knobs, so that we can maximize the size of the PFD, MFD. And also MFD incorporates split functions so that we can display not only chart, but also the tools or maps or GPS or weather, even synoptics. So it's much more enhanced capability. I really think that this offers a much better avionics enhancement for all pilots.
Where does this program stand now in regards to the schedules that you'd set?
Let's say from a certification process standpoint, we completed an interim type certification board meeting. So that's considered to be like a midpoint of certification. We are about to start the structural testing, FAA structural testing. So I think I didn't say exactly on schedule, but we try to catch up and we try to meet the original target, 2011, end of 2011.
Find out more at www.hondajet.honda.com. In a moment, Brent Wouters of Cirrus Aircraft on the costs of civil suits. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3200.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. Every time a sympathetic jury makes a big award in an aviation product liability suit, it gets added to the sticker price of your next aircraft. At AOPA Summit, ANN News Editor Tom Patton got an earful on the topic from Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters, including a dramatic example of what those lawsuits cost.
Brent Wouters from Cirrus Aircraft. Product liability is something that we hadn't heard a great deal about in the last several years, and yet it's starting to become an issue again in the aviation industry. What kind of impact is it having on the way you run your business?
Well, I have always viewed product liability as an important issue. For the last 8 years now, it consumes a tremendous amount of my time and my effort. But let me quantify the impact that product liability has on our business. We spend enough on premiums each year that preclude us from hiring 250 additional engineers or 250 positions that would allow us to develop new products, to grow our business around the world. And so product liability has always been an issue for us, and it's growing in its size and its magnitude. Today, we need to be able to eliminate some of the product liability exposure so that we can grow our business and develop new products.
When you talk about those kinds of product liability issues, give us a couple of examples of things that you feel like you're not able to do outside the hiring of people that, if there was product liability reform, that you would be able to do with your company.
Well, for example, I quantified it as 250 jobs.
Right.
I could be investing that manpower into the Vision Jet, new products that will bring new products into new marketplaces that will grow the size of our business and lend themselves to additional growth on top of that. But by paying these product liability premiums, by spending so much of our resources fighting U.S. legal claims, obviously it's inhibiting our ability to grow, period, to develop new products, to enter new markets, and to expand the size of our business.
If somebody were to come to you and say, what would you want to do about product liability reform, what would you tell them?
Well, I think the key thing to remember is our business is certified by the FAA. Our product is certified for flight. Our production system is certified. Each and every airplane that comes off the production system goes through our quality system that is monitored by the FAA with six-month audits, detailed 18-month audits. And for that, we really don't get any credit. None of the FAA findings, the NTSB findings, are admissible in court when an accident happens. And all of those factors, understanding the tremendous quality system that our product adheres to and is signed off on, as well as all of the findings that the NTSB finds in the event of an accident, none of that's admissible to defend ourselves in the court of law in the U.S. And as a result, we spend much more money on the expenses for litigation. Litigation is much more protracted as you try to use experts and other mechanisms to build your case, and all the electronic documentation rules add tremendous cost to our business. So if we could get some sort of credit, if you will, for the certification that we go through, get credit for the quality system that each and every airplane goes through, get use of NTSB and FAA data to support our case in the court of law, I think that it would lower our costs overall, it would expedite lawsuits, and we would get to more favorable outcomes much sooner than we do today. And as a result, we would be able to plow more of our resources back into product development, back into revenue growth for the U.S. business and around the world.
You said that this is truly a U.S.-centric issue. How do they handle those things in Europe where you sell a lot of airplanes?
Well, we do. You know, we're in 51 countries around the world today. How do they handle those issues? They handle them in a much more structured fashion. First of all, you're not able to, you see very rarely litigation ensuing outside of the U.S., projecting the liability back on us as the manufacturer for what are predominantly pilot error that caused these accidents. You see very little litigation outside the U.S. All of our money really goes to defending ourselves on U.S. soil. So the U.S. litigation system and how it's developed over the course of time create an environment where it's much less favorable to do business in the U.S. than it is outside the U.S. And so we basically see no lawsuits outside the U.S., all of our lawsuits inside the U.S.
You can find out about the Cirrus product line at www.cirrusaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. We're taking the Thanksgiving holiday weekend off. The Aero News special feature returns next Monday with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.